August 10th, 2014, Sunday afternoon service. Today we are going to study from Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. There are lots of Psalms by David, like the verse 2 saying, Deliver me in your righteousness. Many of them are asking God for help. And if you read the Kings and the book of Samuel, you understand why he's always crying out for help. He was a mighty warrior, and then he killed Goliath, the 3-meter-tall giant, but he was also persecuted by King Saul. And although we are not a king like David, there's a lot of things that we can learn from David's life. The Bible says the path to life is narrow and only few will find it. The reason why it is hard to find it is because somebody or something is preventing us to enter into it. And I believe King Saul represents Christians' fight against Satan and persecution by Satan. And we don't see Satan and his agents like we see human, but we do not war against flesh and blood. This is a spiritual battle that we're engaged in, so we should always approach God in the same way David did. Verse 3 to 5, Be my strong refuge, to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel men. For you are my hope, O Lord God, you are my trust from my youth. Even if you are not a Christian, we all need things that we hope for and then go for help. For example, I have a granddaughter who is about a year old. When they visit us, fortunately the baby doesn't remember me, so she starts crying when I try to pick her up. And then she would run to her mother, and then when she's with her mother, she would feel safe. And then she would turn around and stop crying and turn around and then try to study who that old man was just trying to pick her up. And then she gets that kind of sense of security when she's with her mother or her father. So what happens when we grow up? Our parents cannot be that for the rest of our lives. Well, we might have other good friends, but we need to do like what David did, which is to seek God as the source of our hope. Even us Christians sometimes look at other people as our source of hope and help. I did that to my pastor when I was younger, but we need to focus on God and Him alone. He has the way to teach us and then to adjust our path when we get off the path. But if you look at Mother Mary or the Pope as source of your hope, you'll be in trouble big time. And being chased by a king of a nation does not happen to everyone. David had that kind of extreme challenges, but he never got killed, and he was always rescued out of the situation. I myself experienced many troubles, but every time I sought God, and I was always delivered out of the situation in a way that I knew it could only come from God. I remember many years ago, there was a video that I wanted to watch from about the Toronto blessings, and it was like 4 hours long, and it was very expensive, so I did not buy it. Then a brother in Christ asked me if I could watch the video and then translate it for him. And I have known him for many years, but he requested such thing only that time. That was the first and the last time he asked me for translation. So he ordered this expensive video, and it was shipped to me first. And I remember God telling me that it was not a coincidence. I also heard God saying about the video from the book of Jeremiah, You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. And he told me to warn other people about this demonic revival. I was impressed to distribute those videos to warn as many people as I could, but I did not know how to put those 4 videos together and then edit it down and then make it smaller so that it is easy to sell or distribute. And I prayed a lot and I researched a lot, and someone who knows how to handle those videos came into my life, and then he ended up helping me and edited down, and then so that we could distribute them. And we sold about 500 videos, and many people saw the videos. Verse 6 and 7. But by you I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you. I have become as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. This verse 7 is so true. His life was full of wonder and adventures and dangerous situations, but he was always rescued out of them. And his persecutor, like King Saul, was the one who ended up dying in the battle instead of David. I don't know if your life is full of danger like David, but if we seek God, we will see many miraculous paths opening up and being rescued out of any situations in a way that we know that it could only come from God. We also heard a testimony from our sister this morning about her husband miraculously started cleaning the house, and then again miraculously he found the pot that she never expected to find. Well, it is a miracle, but not like David's kind of miracle. But if it is strengthening her faith and then her walk with God, we should call it miracle anyway. If we seek the Lord, I believe the life can be full of miracles, but some Christians who do not spend time with God will be no different from non-believers and will not see that kind of miracles. Before I retired, I spent many hours at work, and I did see many miracles at workplace. Since I was a contractor, I could be fired in any day, and there was a time the company was planning to replace all the temp employees and contractors with full-time employees, and they fired all other contractors, and I was the last one there and getting ready to be fired, and then they already sent a new person to take over my work, and I was handing over all my works to him. But this new person started making so many mistakes that our big boss changed his mind, and I was kept in a position, and he sent a new guy away instead. And I think that was a miracle too. That was not only one thing. There was another time that my temp agency went out of business, so we all lost work, but the company I was being sent to needed me, so they asked me to go to another temp agency, and then through them I was able to maintain the same position for another year or so. And they said they needed me there, but I know it was not me. It was God. I don't have any special skills, but it was God's favor. So when we see God as our refuge, we see God's miraculous way to rescue us out of difficult situations. Verse 8 to 14. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails, for my enemies speak against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, do not be far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. Let them be confounded and be consumed, who are adversaries of my life. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor, who seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. It is true, King Saul, who put David to shame, ended up in shame himself. Verse 15 to 17, my mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. What David did was to tell others about God's wonderful works. He did not keep it to himself. These Psalms of David were not written because he was specially talented or someone paid him to write the Psalms. He wrote them to testify God's goodness, and 3,000 years later, we are still encouraged by his Psalms and learning how true and real God is. God doing miracles in your life and you telling others about are two different things. If David was so secretive and did not write anything about his life or his relationship with God, we would not have received such blessings like we have now. He was a king, but he knew how to write, and then he played an instrument, and then he worshipped God. He was always talking about God and then singing to God, singing about God. We all need to tell others about God in a way we could do, because our testimonies will encourage others. There are many people who don't even know God, so when we start speaking our testimonies, this person might see that God is real, and the story might bless others. Even if you don't think that you have a strong testimony, as you start sharing the story, you might witness more and more miracles. So we have to declare God's wondrous works. Verse 18 to 20. Now also, when I'm old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. Also your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you, you who have shown me great and severe troubles, shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. David says that you have shown me great and severe troubles. David saw some glorious moments and some difficult times, like being persecuted by his own son. So here, we all have a question why God gives us troubles. Job had the same question. Job did not curse God, but he was cynical about God, to say the least. About our suffering, the book of Hebrews explains that. Let's look at Hebrews 5, 8, and 9. I do not have the answer for our suffering, but the book of Hebrews says, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. It says that we learn obedience from suffering. Of course, it is better to be obedient even before we suffer. But as for myself, I know that I learn a great deal about obedience from suffering. Unfortunately, training people can be very similar to training dog and cat. But would I be where I am without those suffering? I doubt it. So our biggest goal here is to obtain the eternal life. And as we learn from this morning's reading, if our name is not in the book of life, we will be cast into a lake of fire. So he's not giving us troubles because he's mean. He always has a purpose for everything he places in our lives. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Also with the lute I will praise you and your faithfulness, O my God. To you I will sing with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul, which you have redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long. Well, this shows the importance of worship. David was always worshiping God. For they are confounded, for they are brought to shame, who seek my hurt. So it does not matter whether we can sing with a pretty voice or not. The heart of worship is so important.